जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद, गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव, जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद शिल भय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य इज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। आलाचोनी रमन नीति धाम की जय। समवेत वैष्णव बिंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। जस्ट टू make an announcement, Mother Mukhya Devi just sent me text that she, His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami is going to give class tomorrow.
Haribo.
That's so nice. So before we begin, in every ISKCON center, we do something they don't do in Gauriya Math, established by Prabhupada. So out of his compassion, that we chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I mentioned few times here, there, maybe you heard it or not, that to approach spirituality or pure goodness where Krishna exists, where pure devotee exists, the spiritual world exists, you have to have a pure consciousness. Without pure consciousness, we cannot access that. And one of the way, today's purport, I was just reading this morning when I heard, I had to speak a little bit. It's very interestingly, I remember His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I was traveling with him in Europe one time. He said, he asked the question to Prabhupada, when do I know I am connecting to Krishna or spiritual level? Prabhupada said, when you feel strong attraction to hear about Krishna, you feel like, I want to hear more. That means you are connecting to pure goodness. It's so nice, very practical. You can detect yourself. Testing machine is within you. Not outside. You don't have to ask somebody, am I advancing? I mean, it's good, you can ask senior devotees, but you can detect also yourself. So Prabhupada, out of his mercy, I'm eternally grateful to him that he introduced these prayers, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, means a particular form of Krishna name is Vasudev. You can meditate that form. Whenever we chant any mantra, the mantra to get full benefit, I understood from Baladev Vidyabhushan Thakur's commentary, we engage our intelligence in three ways. One is jantram. Can you all say after me? Jantram, tantram, mantram. Jantram means every mantra has a form. There is no mantra without form. Every mantra is offered to or contributed to a personality. So it is always good. Like when we chant Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya, it's not just reciting. Prabhupada's form is there. That person I am offering my obeisances. And Prabhupada himself depicted this in Los Angeles when Udayananda Prabhu was chanting his Gayatri and Prabhupada was standing there. He said, why is not paying obeisances to me? So the devotee tapped his back and said, Prabhupada is here, you didn't pay obeisances. Oh, I did in my chanting. Prabhupada didn't like that. He said, I'm here. You pay obeisances to your guru first. So form is always there, every mantra. So Vasudev, when we say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, the form of Vasudev who reveals Krishna. That form, it is a Krishna also, but that is a Gyanamaya form. Whenever Krishna speaks philosophy, his form is Vasudev, son of Vasudev. So please repeat after me 3 times. So we can have access to the spiritual world and we'll be benefited. So that's jantram. Sorry, I didn't finish it. Then mantram means, is that mantra bona fide, authorized by our scripture or acharyas? That should be sorted out. So it is bona fide because Prabhupada said, also it is in Veda. Narad Muni introduced this to Dhruva Maharaj, many other places. So that's good, mantram. We should be aware that chanting mantra, is this bona fide? And then tantram means your attitude, how you approach. If you want to serve, you have a service attitude, then the mantra will reveal in your heart. So with that mind, let us chant together. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiraye. Nasta praesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamasloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Thank you. So today's sloka, today's verse from 2nd canto, chapter 10, entitled by Srila Prabhupada, 10 characteristics. And the verse 32, right? Yeah. Guna atmakani. Indriyani. Gunatmakani indriyani. Bhutadi. Prabhava. Guna. Bhutadi prabhava guna. Manaha. Sarva. Bikaratma. Manaha sarva bikaratma. Buddhi. Vijnana. Rupini. Buddhi vijnana rupini. Gunatmikani indriyani. Bhutadi prabhava guna. Manaha sarva vikaratma. Buddhir vijnana rupini. Gunatmakani indriyani. Bhutadi prabhava guna. Manaha sarva vikaratma. Buddhir vijnana rupini. Please chant. Gunatmakani indriyani. Bhutadi prabhavaguna. Manaha sarva vikaratma. Buddhi vijnana rupini. Gunatmakani indriyani. गुणात्मकानि इन्द्रियाणि भूतादि प्रभवा गुणा मनः सर्वविकारात्मा बुद्धिर्विज्ञानरूपिणा गुणात्मक इन्द्रियाणि भूतादि प्रभवा गुणा मनो सर्वविकारात्मा बुद्धिर्विज्ञानरूपिणी गुणात्मकानि इन्द्रियाणि भूतादि प्रभवा गुणा मनः सर्वविकारात्मा बुद्धिविज्ञानरूपिणी मदर्स गुणात्मकानि इन्द्रियाणि आदि प्रभवा गुणा मनः सर्वविकारात्मा बुद्धिर्विज्ञानरूपिणी गुणात्मकानि इन्द्रियाणि Gunatmakani attached to the qualities. Indriyani, the senses. Bhuta Adi, material ego. Prabhava, influenced by. Guna, the modes of material nature. Manaha, the mind. Sarva, all. Vikara, affection. Happiness and distress. It's interesting. Vikara is like transformation, or you can say even reform, something like that. But Prabhupada put affection. And then he put happiness and distress, so it's a switching. It's almost same. It's very interesting the way he put it. Fascinating. Atma, form. Buddhi, intelligent. Vijnana, deliberation. Rupini, featuring. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Translation. The sense organs are attached to the modes of material nature. And the modes of material nature are products of the false ego. The mind, modes of material nature, products of false ego. Yes. The mind is subjected to all kinds of material experiences, happiness and distress. And the intelligence is the feature of the mind's deliberation. Very nice. Purport. Illusion by the material nature, the living entity identifies with false ego. More clearly, when the living entity is entrapped by the material mode, material body, he at once identifies with the bodily relationship, forgetting his own identity as spirit soul. This false ego associates with different modes of material nature, and thus the senses become attached to the modes of material nature. Mind is the instrument for feeling different material experiences. But intelligence is deliberative and can change everything for the better. The intelligent person, therefore, can attain salvation from the illusion of material existence. By proper use of intelligence, let me read that again. Mind is the instrument for feeling different material experiences. But intelligence is deliberative and can change everything for the better. The intelligent person, therefore, can attain salvation from the illusion of material existence by proper use of intelligence. An intelligent person can detect the awkward position of material existence and thus begin to inquire as to what he is and why he is subjected to different kind of miseries. How to get rid of all miseries, and thus by good association, an advanced intelligent person can turn towards the better life of self-realization. It is advised, therefore, that an intelligent person associate with great sages and saints who are on the path of salvation. By such association, one can receive instructions which are able to slacken the conditioned soul's attachment for matter. Thus, the intelligent man gradually gets rid of the illusion of matter and false ego and is promoted to the real life of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. It seems like everything Prabhupada says has a verses. It reminds you of verse. Translation of that verse is the purpose. It's like everything he says. So nice. Om Ajnati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Venamam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Nitamsha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Bancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacham Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First of all,
I'm begging mercy from all of you. You all are senior to me. If you pray and bless me at this moment, that something I heard from Srila Prabhupada and the scriptures and from different speakers that will glorify the Lord, Radha Shyam Sundar will be happy and Srila Prabhupada will be happy and it will be aligned with the Acharya's teachings and you all will be benefited and I will purify my heart. So I'm begging that mercy. So here Prabhupada, I read twice this morning when I got the text that Maharaj is a little sick, he won't be able to come. Then Mother Mukha asked me to give this class. So I was thinking I want to read this, but I could not read it properly, but then I read it here. Maybe you all caught something, I may miss it, so please help me. But something I got caught, that importance of intelligence, very important of intelligence. I remember in a morning walk, Hari Bilas Prabhu very nicely said in our Sannyas College one time. He said, Prabhupada was going with his disciples and there was a beautiful car passed by. Beautiful car. He didn't tell me what kind of car, but beautiful car. Prabhupada said, that's beautiful car. And all the disciples said, yes, Prabhupada, that's beautiful car. Krishna should have this. And then Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna should have beautiful car. So after a few minutes, there was a beautiful house, decorative. Prabhupada says, that's a beautiful house. And all the devotees say, yes, Prabhupada, that's a beautiful house. Prabhupada said, Krishna should have beautiful house like this. Yes, Prabhupada, Krishna should have that beautiful house. And after some time, a gentleman was walking with a dog, big dog. Prabhupada said, that's an interesting dog. Krishna should have a big dog like this. And all the devotees says, yes, Prabhupada, Krishna should have big dog like this. And Prabhupada stood up. He didn't walk anymore. Say, why you agree foolishly with me? Where is your intelligence? He said, don't agree everything Guru says. You have to use your intelligence. And then Prabhupada says something very striking. He said, you offer everything to Guru, your heart, but not intelligent, you serve with the intelligent. So that dog idea, Prabhupada didn't like it. But he was testing it, I guess. That's why he put it that way. So Bhagavad Gita, not Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad means Bhagavan spoke. Bhagavad means about God. But Bhagavad means Bhagavan directly spoke. There is a material hierarchies and Rupa Goswami Pad gives spiritual hierarchies. Spiritual hierarchies is in Nectar of Instruction, text 9. But today's subject matter about material hierarchy, because Prabhupada, two times he mentioned how intelligence is more important than mind. And mind causes us suffering and happiness, duality, all this. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna didn't say, I'm talking to you about material hierarchy, but I take it that way. The 342 famous verse, you all know. Indriyani parani ahu indriyabho paramana. Manastu parabuddhi buddhistu paratatsa. So this is material hierarchy. This is the only verse in entire Gita Krishna talks about material hierarchy. And in this purport, I find the similar thing Prabhupada putting. Like senses, sense objects. What is above sense objects? Senses. Means senses has an access, also senses can control the sense objects. Above the senses are mind, mind above means has a ability to control the senses. Superiority means that ability. And then above the mind is the intelligent, means intelligent has a access or capability to control the mind. Now intelligent does not control the senses. Intelligent control mind, which controls senses. This is how the whole body structure we have. And more we focus on that hierarchy, we can actually make our life very disciplined. And we do. This is what devotees like. Karmi cannot, because they don't know this. And above the intelligent is the soul. Means the soul can direct the intelligent. And above soul is super soul. This whole material creation, if you look at the beautiful 14 planet structure, it's all according to that. The whole Krishna is an organized God. Krishna is not a whimsical God. He's a very organized. He plans and he always benefiting. Everything he does, there's a benefit. Sada Suddha Siddha Kam Bhakata Vatsalanam Bhakata Janera Nitya Sami. Sada Suddha Siddha Kam. Everything he does is perfect and pure and always benefiting others. Sada Suddha Siddha Kam Bhakata Vatsalanam. Because he loves his devotee. This is his priority. Yes, he loves all the living being, but he loves his devotee over living being. So he is giving priority to devotee's needs. Bhakata Janera Nitya Swami, and he is always protector. So then some of devotee may question, then sometimes I feel like he's not protecting. No, no. Protection doesn't mean it will happen automatically. Protection means you have to maintain a belief that Krishna will protect you. Then Krishna will protect. Krishna protection is already built in surrender. But the surrender is not automatic. Surrender is a cultivation. We have to cultivate every moment. Am I surrendered? What am I doing right now? Is this going to bring pleasure to Prabhupada and Krishna? Yes, it is glorifying Bhagavad Gita. So it will bring pleasure to Prabhupada and Krishna. Okay, good. Then it is surrender. This is called cultivation. Am I not thinking something also bring the pleasure to Guru Krishna? Yes. I could talk nonsense, sense gratification, how to enjoy, buy better house, all these things could be, because I have experience, I did that exploitation one time in my life. But that will not bring pleasure to Prabhupada and Krishna. So we have to do these two functions in order to stay focused as a surrender soul. What will or what feeling, what thought passing through me that I am focusing, will that bring pleasure to Prabhupada? And also I don't want to think that will bring pleasure to them. This two way. This is the beginning of six folds or six steps of surrender. Anukullasya sankalpa pratikullasya varjanam rakshayati iti vishyasya guptitte varanam tata. So, in this verse, very interestingly, Prabhupada gave a complete. You know, sometimes I feel I mentioned that before also. Each purport is itself complete. You don't need any more. But I'm not in that elevated state, so I have to dilute a little bit, connecting my position where I am and how it is. So for an example, if a thought comes that it is, I don't like some devotee's behavior and nature. But if the thought comes and it's reflecting. Now when I say previously that verse, that intelligence is higher than mind, How do you prove it? How do you know in your level to grasp that and hold and act on it all the time? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, I remember many years back I read, he was explaining this verse that when you are lying down in your house, your senses are collapsed. In one sense, physical body is collapsed. And then at one point you close your eye and you may sleep. But in the sleeping has a three situation. One situation is that your body may be resting, but your mind take you somewhere else. So when you, what do you mean taking somewhere else? Means you allowing consciousness to go to play in the mental platform. That is called dream. But during the daytime, you also do the same thing. They're called daytime dream, nighttime dream. And then you come to a point where your body exhausted and you go to deep sleep. What does that mean? Deep sleep means you're thinking, willing, feeling, coming from the soul. They never come from the mind. I hope you all know that. Consciousness never comes from the brain. Brain is just like a computer. Whatever in the computer, you know, magnetic tools, it's the same thing in the brain. Brain doesn't produce consciousness. Consciousness doesn't come from intelligence. It's only come from one source, soul. But it passes through this hierarchy, the material hierarchy. It passes through. So when thinking, willing, feeling coming from the originating from soul, just like I'm wearing glasses, if I have a red glasses and I see Ananda Tirtha Prabhu has a white shirt, with the red glasses I will see red. Can someone help me? Am I seeing his cloth as a red, or am I, how do I ask the question? Am I wrong or right when I'm seeing it red because I have red glasses? Correct, very good. Because I am seeing through the mind, I am right according to my perspective. But he's wearing white to you, maybe, because you don't have a mental glasses. You are using the intelligence. So if I take off red glasses, I'll see he has a white. So similarly, this hierarchy, we can use this. I mean, not we can. We must use it every moment, every day. At least try for 5 minutes, half an hour. You will uplift your consciousness easily. Easily. That's how we advance. So, when you go to deep sleep, that time thinking, willing, feeling, that emanating from the soul, passing through the heart to intelligence, then to the mind, in between mind and physical body, there's a vital body. There's a 5 body we have. But we generally think of 3, the soul, subtle, and the gross. But actually there are 5 bodies in the Yoga Sutra explain this. Vital body is the ghost body, ghost. Ghosts are everywhere. It's not visible. But what kind of body? The air body is predominated. So in between, what keeps the mind or a subtle body and the physical body is the vital body or the air body. When prana literally leaves the body, the other, apana, vyana, udana, samana, there are 10 airs in this body, but 5 are most prominent. The prana goes out, then the other body goes out, then we call dead. But it's not dead, just they are in this other body, vital body. The soul is there, vital body. But he cannot communicate with the physical body or physical world. Who does this? Jamadutta does this, or if you are liberated while you are in this physical body. So you have a 2 choice. Of course, I should not say to you all are liberated, I'm assuming. So liberated means jivan mukta. Yajasya hare dasya কর্মনামনুসাব গীরা নিখিলাশ্য উপবস্থাশু জীবনমুক্ত সৌচ্চতে। জীবনমুক্ত মিন্স উইদিন দিস ফিজিক্যাল বডি ইউ হ্যাভ টু সেপারেট ইউর সোল বাই ভক্তি, পাওয়ার অফ ভক্তি ইট ক্যান সেপারেট। অ্যান্ড ইফ ইউ ডোন্ট সেপারেট দেন সামবডি হ্যাজ টু হেল্প ইউ, ইউ ম্যান নট ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট কাইন্ড অফ হেল্প বিকজ যমদূত দ্যাটস হোয়াট দেয়ার ওয়েপেন ইজ, দে সেপারেট দ্য ফিজিক্যাল। ইউ নো ইটস ভেরি ফানি, নারদ মুনি ইজ অলসো প্রভু ইজ পাসিং অ্যাওয়ে। ইন দ্য কর্মি ওয়ার্ল্ড সামটাইম দিস লেডি ওয়াজ টেলিং মি, মাই ব্রাদার পাসড অ্যাওয়ে ভেরি পিসফুল, অ্যান্ড আইম থিঙ্কিং কপিল দেব টিচিং, কপিল দেব সেইড দ্যাট ওয়েন যমদূত কামস দ্য ফার্স্ট থিং দে ডু দে সেপারেট দ্য সাটল বডি ফ্রম দ্য ফিজিক্যাল বডি। So the man seeing the Jamadutas is screaming, help! You know, so afraid, never seen a feature like this. This kind of creature, the Jamadutas face, they don't exist in the normal world. So seeing that fearful, they scream out, but their consciousness is limited by the vital body. It doesn't connect with the physical body. So looks like the person is very peaceful, but he is going through nightmare. I don't know if that nightmare word or what is the scary part. That he's screaming out for help. That's why chanting Hare Krishna is the best, because chanting Hare Krishna sound vibration can penetrate the vital body and help the soul. It's so important. But physically he's finished, out already, disconnected. Anyway, back to this. So when you go to deep sleep, you're thinking, willing, feeling, coming from you and going through all this layer, and then it redirects. It comes back to the heart, where the soul is, so you don't remember anything. Why? Because there is nothing consciousness connected. It is so close to you, to yourself, that you don't remember anything. I'm sure you all have an experience when you wake up after deep sleep, you say, I had a good sleep, I feel good. How do you know you had a good sleep or bad sleep? You don't remember anything. But you assuming it was good because you're feeling good with the body. And that's okay, that's good, there's nothing wrong. Samadhi, we are reading, I think, yesterday, Srila Prabhupada's discussion about Samadhi. It's just like deep sleep, but it is not deep sleep. Deep sleep is a happiness of unconscious level. If you want unconscious experience of happiness, deep sleep, like Buddhist, Jains, maybe I should not say all those names of the religion, we are not attacking anybody, but this, their philosophy is boils down to that ultimate destiny, Mahatattva. Srila Prabhupada, in a 20 chapter Madhya Lila, one purport, he explained this, that Mahesh Dham is where Nirvana, that's where that existence. This is between spiritual world and the material world. This is also unlimited, unlimited within unlimited. And there is a Mahesh Dham, Lord Shiva Loka is there. Now when we misuse our free will, because today's subject also about false ego. I'm looking at the watch. How did it happen so quick? I thought I just started. It's like always have a little battle with the Krishna time form. But anyway, I'll just say it. So in that place, when you misuse your free will, a particular consciousness entered in you. And I did mention this before, I hope some of you remember. This is very important. Because what is bhakti ultimately? Abrita gena etena genina nitya bhairina. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in 3rd chapter, 39 verse, that abrita genam, you have complete knowledge about Krishna. You have love within you. Nitya siddha Krishna prem saddha kabunai sravanadi suddha chitte karaya udai. Those verses are emphasizing that we have love for Krishna. We don't need anything, but we don't experience, because it is covered. Three types of covers in Bhagavad Gita 3.40, explain this, 41, 42, like how. And then last verse, evam buddhe param buddha. Prabhupada translate that control your lower self by the higher self, then you can conquer this, your eternal enemy called lust. When you conquer it, you are approaching the Lord at that time. When you are approaching Krishna, actually, when you actually conquer the lust. Jitatma prashantaya paramatma samihita. Jitatmana, when you conquer your mind, when you conquer this subtle body, actually you are approaching super soul within your heart. He will guide you at that time. It is easy and it is difficult. It is easy if you want to make your decision, then you can. What is this whole process? I'll give it in a 1 minute or 2 minutes. That the moment we misuse our free will, a misconception and proper conception combination called Shiva consciousness. I mentioned this, I'll mention this million times until everybody get it. Took over our original consciousness. Because as a servant of Jiver Sarubhai Krishna Nityadas, it is not possible a servant conscious being to think, I want to be next president of America. I can enjoy 10 ladies. I can enjoy big palace. It is not possible. How can he think like this? Because his consciousness altered. Prabhupada explained this in the explanation of holy name. He says it's imposed, superimposed. So how do you revive? One way to detect it, very easy and very specific. I mentioned this also in last class, and I want to mention to my mind million times. Always remain subordination, 24 hours a day, think. Every thought, every feeling you're coming, is this actually bringing under Prabhupada's direction? Is this bringing me under Prabhupada's, as a Prabhupada's follower? This is one. And second is, do you feel, ask yourself, do you feel actually you want to serve Krishna all the time? Or just during the Harikatha or during the temple, then outside in my car, I can do whatever I want. Then you are going back and forth. But if you really feel you want to be under Prabhupada's direction, under his guidance all the time, under his subordination, you have to accept. Otherwise, there is no way you can cross that conscious world of border where misdirection is literally entered in your consciousness. Misconception means I am nobody's servant. I don't have to serve anybody. I'm nobody's slave. I'm nobody's servant. I'm for me. Come on, be honest. Did you never felt? Maybe as a devotee you don't, but as a karmi they think like this. I am not. Why people lose their job? Why they get divorced? Why they change their job? Because they don't like the boss. They literally want independence, which is not possible unless you come to soul level. So this whole problem is that misdirection. So misconception is I'm nobody's servant, and proper conception is I'm servant of Krishna. This meeting place where it met has entered in each soul's consciousness. And only way you can get out of it, if you take the subordination of a pure devotee like Prabhupada, and if you feel strong desire to please the Lord through service, otherwise not. Okay, I end here. That's a shorter version of the purport that I understand. Any takeaway or any contribution or any further discussion? We have 5 minutes. Yes, Prabhu, Panchagora Prabhu.
Verse Prakrite Kriyaman Ani Guna Karmani Savasya. So, if the modes of material nature are controlling us, we're fully controlled by the modes of material nature, so where do we have the freedom to make that choice to take up devotional service? It seems like we're being fully controlled by the modes of nature.
Very nice. Very nice question. Answer will be given from 18th chapter, 14th verse. Adhisthana tathakarta karanam cha prithaga vidam. Pitagascha vivida chesta daivam iti panchamam. Krishna says one has to consider these five factors. And the next verse he said little heavy. He said if don't consider five factors, he is not intelligent. So five factors, for an example, I give you a mundane example I was thinking. If I take a piece of wood and I desire to make it into a doll, and I use my hand with a hammer and chisel. So I take the piece of wood and make it into doll. Because Prabhupada says, if you can make a dead wood into deity form, then you are success. I always like hypnotize. What does that mean? Prabhupada gave us such a nice hidden. So to make this doll, now, who made this doll? I can claim I thought about it, that's what I did it. My hand, he can say, no, it's not your desire. I am the one who did it. The hammer can say, no, it was me who actually hit the chisel. Say, wait a minute, all of you. It was me who was shaping it. So who did it? Contingent dual. All five together. Soul is the initiator. Anything and everything happening. In a morning walk when Prabhupada, I love those YouTube Siddhanta Prabhus. It's like I can hear whole day and night. You know, it's like you get hypnotized. So one morning walk, Prabhupada walking by, and Rameshwar Prabhu says, so Prabhupada, it seems like Krishna directing everybody. Prabhupada said, yes. So why not he direct towards himself? Then problem is over. Then Prabhupada stopped and he says, yes, he can direct towards himself, but he is not directing everybody according to his desire. He is directing according to their desire. I think Rameshwar Prabhu is very intelligent. He says immediately, he says, so that means we have to develop a desire to serve him and please him. Prabhupada said, you got it. Yes. So initiating cause, initiator, we are initiator. Nothing is happening in my life without myself as an initiator. Whether it's a good or bad, that's another question. But originally I decided, if I say I don't like that person, who is initiating this? I don't like that. Me. That means I may have to experience this. I want to see you in hell. You should be in hell. Well, for him to be in hell, I have to go there to see. So I have to be in hellish condition also. Everything happening in our life, I'm the initiator. Material world, nature, facilitator. Krishna is a sanctioner. Where this come from? From that verse, including 5.14. 5.14 is a very wonderful verse. Na kartittam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu. And another verse also, 1861. So you put all those verses together, then you say, okay, Krishna sanctioned. But when? He's not a whimsical god. He doesn't sanction unless he checks through. He does. Upadrasta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhukta, Maheshwara. I am overseer. I know everything about Pran Govinda's past life. I know his present life. I may know little bit, but he knows also the future. So from that angle, Vedaham Samatitani, Bhartamanani Charjana, Bhavishyani Chabhutani, Mantvedana Kashana. In that verse, Krishna says, I know your past, I know your future, I know your present. And I'm planning if you depend on me. So that from that angle, if we depend on Krishna, but desire is never taken or choked by Krishna. Desire is free. That's all we have. Initiator means we have free will. Free will means the desire. We are not controller, but we are desire. We are chooser, you can say. Maya will say, hey, you can think of me. Krishna also has his, but who makes the choice? Me. At the moment of death, it's not like, you know, Hare Krishna Mahamantra will be like in front of me and nothing else. No, there will be Hare Krishna Mahamantra also. There are some other things I wanted will be there also. But I have to make the choice. So if the devotees are there at the moment of death, then they can actually help me, push me to make the choice of thinking of Krishna. So from that angle, Prabhu, I'm the initiator, material nature is facilitator, and Krishna sanctioner. But Krishna never sanctioned. I can talk about this lot about it because we did a lot of research about who is responsible for Ajamils fall down or any example. we found is always the same principle. Soul is the initiator. But thank you for asking such a beautiful question. Yes, bro. Can I have Mataji's side? Anybody here? No. Okay, yes, bro. We'll come back to
you. Is the false ego more powerful than intelligence? I mean, you have mind, intelligence, false ego. Ego, false ego. And how does it influence the whole subtle body and the body? The false ego.
In the material hierarchy, Krishna did not mention the false ego. So this is the material hierarchy, that above the mind is intelligence, above the intelligence is the soul. So where the false ego comes? From the soul, desire to miss. What is that? Allure. Some alluring. Can I check it out? Soul is creating this desire, then false ego taking birth and covering me with five layers. This is in 3rd Canto, 20th chapter. Prabhupada explained that Brahma's first creation is what? Five covering. Second creation, the four process. Third creation is the four Kumaras. Then Lord Shiva, like this, comes. But first was the five layer of ignorance. That's covering. When it came, the moment I wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Bhayam ditya vinivesata shet. Ishat apitasya viparjaya smriti. The moment I turn away from Krishna for separate interest, false ego just covered. So false ego, when you are in 1858, this is another verse, many verses. 1858, directly Krishna says, mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi ato cheta ahankarat na susrasi vinakshasi. If you feel I'm not interested to hear about Krishna, false ego. False ego right there standing. Don't allow you. Not don't allow you. You are taking shelter of false ego. You always have a superiority, superior position than false ego. Soul is always superior than Maya. But we choose to take her shelter, so she is covering. And I like the logic Prabhupada says, when in a morning walk, another morning walk, morning walk is like a best lesson sometimes. They ask the question, the soul is superior to inferior energy Maya. How is that inferior energy make the superior subordinate? Then Prabhupada gave immediately example of a disease. You are above disease. You don't have to be part of disease. But if you choose to be infected by disease, then disease will take over you. Is it the fault of the disease? No. You allow the disease to take over. You are a doctor, you know, right? So we allow Maya to, false ego to take over, then false ego is acting like this. But the best way to get out of checking that false ego, that if you see, if you have attraction to Krishna, if you have attraction, there is no false ego. Absolutely no false ego. According to 1815. Is that okay, Prabhu? Thank you. Nice question. Somebody else wanted me? Yes, Prabhu. I already answered. Yes.
And how then they, so they are deciding, because of their previous karma and their body and, and their false ego.
Mm-hmm.
So what brings them from that false, who can cut that, that they bring that proper intelligence to get out of that false ego so that they can understand their pure consciousness and the, So can you expand on that?
How? You as a soul servant, you have only access. If I don't want to chant, even Krishna cannot make me chant. In a sense, Krishna can do anything he wants, but he will never intervene in my free choice, little choice I have. He will never intervene. Even Guru, Prabhupada is very powerful. He cannot force me to chant. So we have to come on our own. That's why in 4.10 in Bhagavad Gita, in the purport Prabhupada writes, very fascinating. He translates Adho Shraddha. this bhakti began with shraddha, faith. But Prabhupada didn't translate as a faith. He said, preliminary desire to have self-realization. Means I have to desire, in order to advance, I have to desire. It is not going to take me automatically. So it's very nice. So when you desire, there's a beautiful verse in Chaitanya Bhagavata. I'm sorry, I'm quoting all this because Krishna reminds those verses. He says, Jiva nija iccha koti vancha kare, jai Krishna iccha kare, shei phal dhare. We have millions of desires, but not every desire fructify. Only one or two. How is that? He said, because super soul inside the heart checks. This soul desiring this, but he's not eligible. Mm-mm, he won't get it. You can desire, keep on desiring, nothing will happen if it is not sanctioned. And if it is sanctioned, jai Krishna iccha kare, this is how Chaitanya Bhagavata says, then immediately maya will manifest or jogo maya will manifest. So it is ultimately we are responsible for our deplorable situation, don't complain. And our ultimate achievement, you know, 11th canto, chapter 7, if you go, beautiful chapter, Krishna spoke. You know who is your first guru? Yourself. I never heard such thing, but Krishna says to Uddhava that soul is his first guru. Then he has to go to a self-realized person to learn. But he has to make a decision. I want to be a devotee. I want to do like this. It makes sense, Prabhu?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Mother.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice class. Just wanted to share the way that I think about the difference between, for myself, the mind and the intelligence. Mm-hmm. Like, I think of my mind, if it's coming from my mind, that's like my first thought, like the immediate reaction. And then my intelligence is the second thought, where, you know, like if I feel angry about something, my first thought is, oh, I'm upset. And then the second thought is, well, do I really need to be upset about this, and kind of processing it like that. And then I look to see like how long it takes me to go from that first thought, initial reaction, to the second thought where I think about it more. And also like the different situations and when does it happen that maybe I don't have that immediate thought that's negative. I can go right to the second one. So just kind of, you know, observing myself and my thoughts like that. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. You know where you can read about it? What you spoke, actually there is a verse. 6.8, Bhagavad Gita. Jnana vijnana triptatma kutastha vijitendriya. Yoga iti uchchate yogi. We all have to become yogi, bhakti yogi. How? You have to apply this knowledge into realization. How? By applying in your life. And this is how the process that you are talking, this is how the process is. That, okay, I'm thinking bad about a devotee, where it will take me? If I keep on contemplating, it will commit offense and I will step down from my spiritual path. Do I want? No. Stop right there. We have that power, Krishna says. We can stop right there. And if we do this, triptatma, purification will take place and then heart will transform within us. What do you mean heart will transform? The way we think, we will not think like that. What that will do? There will be some astonished happiness within our heart. You'll feel happy, like satisfied. This is very mystical. I'm not advanced devotee, but I see that. It has happened. It's like this process Prabhupada gave 100% works. But how to make it everybody to go for it is a challenge, I find. Even within my life, like it's a challenge how to advance. But process guarantees and it works. It is not just an idea, it is really truth. So thank you for bringing that. Wonderful. Thank you. Yes, Mother. You are my mother, you can say it. What? Oh, you wanted to say something? Let Mother say. Okay. Actually, I have a class also at 9:30.
Thank you. I like your definition of the word surrender. That was an interesting definition. And also a question is, I noticed the word-to-word translation, Prabhupada translate Atma as form, and that's one word that I've noticed it takes on different translations in the scriptures. And can you comment on that, please?
Thank you. This is today everybody has a wonderful questions. I love, really honestly, I don't mean ignoring somebody, because sometimes I notice sometimes somebody just read the translation and talk. But word-to-word meaning, I don't know how much time Prabhupada spent, but so deep some of the word-to-word meaning. As you mentioned, Atma Prabhupada put form. Recently I was reading about this, that Advaitavadis, their goal is cessation of the individuality. Buddhism ultimate goal is cessation of existence. So the word Prabhupada put, form, means this is a person. This is a 100% Gaudiya Vaishnava translation. Because even the soul, this Christian minister, I had a nice talk with him many years back. I asked him, what is soul? He said, spirit. I said, what is spirit? He said, soul. I said, what is soul? Spirit. I said, you're going back and forth. I don't understand either one. Then he asked me, like, what is soul to you? He said, unit of consciousness, conscious being. We are being. We are person. We have a preference. Krishna is a person. He has a personality. He has a character. He has the attributes. These are the focus, our focus. We focus. Krishna is kind. So person. But you know, funny thing, after 2 hours discussion, his wife was very nice. They came to conclusion, their understanding of God, according to Bible, their understanding, God is a spirit. I say spirit, consciousness, is not a person. It's the energy of a person. So you are actually Brahmavadi in our terminology. We are not consciousness. We are conscious being, where consciousness comes from. Mayavadis or impersonalists, Brahmavadis, they think of consciousness. Yes, through consciousness we connect everywhere, but we are not consciousness, we are conscious being. A big difference. So when you said, Prabhu, that Prabhupada translate Atma as a form, is the perfect translation. He is a person. What is our ultimate identity? Ultimate identity as a lover in relation to Krishna, I have a particular sentiment. 10.14.7 in the Parapodium, Sri Sanatana Goswami Pad explanation given. That every soul has a particular sentiment for Krishna as a beloved to taste that love. So if there is no, you know, our ultimate philosophy based on these three principles. Lover, beloved and love. Prabhupada translates servant, service, served. Many other way you can see in the Parapodium. These three are not accepted by most of the religion in the world. They accept love, but they do not receive, you know, they do not address as a lover and beloved. We all are lover of Krishna. Krishna is our ultimate beloved. And we are trying to awaken that love. Then natural attraction between us will be there. That's why Prabhupada translation as a form is perfect. Thank you for pointing out. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveda Vaishnavinda ki jai.